This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, wait a second here. Wait. This letter is a crock of crap. I think this is a fake. All right, I get this letter. It's not from my Nevada State Medical Board. Trust me, I know what that letterhead looks like a mile away. So it's not from my state medical board because I practice in Nevada. This is from a quote-unquote governing board of physicians. I'm not really too sure who they are, but it's definitely not from my state medical board. I already checked. Let me read this to you because this is the biggest crock of crap here, okay? Here we go. Dr. Dahlia H. Wax. You know, so it makes you think, okay, maybe this is one of those robocall letters, right? You know, that everybody gets. Dear doctor, it has come to our attention that you have a different style to practicing medicine and have become aware of some of your interactions with your patients. We would like to annotate the following and give you some guidance. What? Guide this. All right. Number one. It has been reported that when a patient asked you for a refill of a pain prescription, you responded by saying, quote, "I'm not a flippin' Pez dispenser." Now, see, I've said that on my show. We suggest if you wish to decline writing multiple medications for a patient, you respond with slightly more tact. I have said I'm not a flippin' Pez dispenser. I've said that many times. I don't really remember saying that to a patient, though. Number two, when one of your patients does not get authorization for a test you order, it has been reported that you begin a 30-minute rant on Obamacare. Please keep in mind, patients may be unaware of all the intricacies of our new healthcare system, and we should keep the criticisms to a minimum. Wait, okay, I don't think this is just a regular, what's it called, a letter that goes out to everybody, a form letter. I don't think this is a form letter. This is interesting. I mean, I thought everybody complained about Obamacare. Next, we understand that you like to take selfies when you go for your own personal doctor visits, i.e. mammogram, colonoscopy, but patients prefer to see their doctors clothed. So please keep these images to a minimum. Now, wait a second. How did they know that I have mammogram and colonoscopy selfies? Is this spooky? Next. As a whole, we are working to decrease the obesity epidemic of this country. Doctor, rather than you explain your patient's weight, they say you are using terms such as your tushy is looking more round and you have a Santa Claus tummy. This is a serious epidemic, and we suggest you don't use euphemisms when explaining your patient's obesity. What? Next, it was also reported that when a patient told you they had not adhered to their medical regimen for their hypertension, you screamed, "What the?" and an expletive. You're damn right I did. I'm mad. Evidence has found a more understanding approach to patient noncompliance to be more successful. Oh, come on. Really? I'm supposed to be doing now customer. If somebody doesn't listen to what I say, I am going to be like, what the flip? And I will. I'll tell that's ridiculous. What? You didn't take your medicine? What? Well, I didn't want to. What? You know, I think they need to have that little bit of fear and know that that doctor is going to go absolutely ape crazy that you didn't do what we said. Absolutely. Next. We understand you broadcast a radio show. Uh-oh. I don't think this is a form letter anymore. And it was reported that during one segment, you were informing the listeners that you had forgot to wear a bra that day. I remember. I remember that segment. I did. I forgot to wear a bra. I got dressed so quickly, I forgot. We hope that in your private practice, you are wearing the appropriate dress as to not distract your patients. Wait, if I choose not to wear a bra underneath my scrubs, I'm allowed to. Boy, thank heavens they didn't listen to the panty segment. Man. Oh, boy. All right. So, you know, I'm going to respond back to these guys. I haven't decided. All right. To whom it may concern. Let's start typing this. Okay, here we go. To whom it may concern, but the flip out with your roundy tushy and your Santa Claus tummy, or I will, like a flippin' pen dispenser, spew out criticisms relating to Obamacare and selfies. Do you catch my braless drift? Signed, Dr. Dahlia. I tell you, you know what? I only listen to the Nevada State Medical Board. Luckily, they don't send letters out like this. I don't know who the hell sent this letter. But honestly, I have some rights as a doctor, and I think I'm a damn good doctor. And if my patients don't like the way I talk to them, then maybe they need to start doing what I'm saying, right? Okay. Actually, my I've been talking a lot about, hey, you got a kit and glove. You know, and I haven't been following my own advice. You know, I say it needs to be teamwork. You need to sit there and hold your patient's hand. You need to, you know, I have a medical student rotating with me this month. She goes, you know, you touch your patients, you hold their hand, you hug them more than other doctors do. You're very hands on. Most doctors are a lot more cold than you. But if I'm already getting blamed, you know, for the way I talk to patients, then I might as well be who I really, really am. All right. I think euphemisms help, and I think letting the patients know that they're not doing what you say and you're trying to save their lives. I've done that. I'm like, what the hell do you think? What are you coming to me for? I'm not doing your pedicure. I'm not doing your eyebrow wax. I'm not your hairdresser. I'm your doctor. What do you want from me? Oh, I just want a prescription. All right, so that's our practice, and I'm proud of it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very, very interesting medical news we got today. We have drinking cups of coffee while pregnant may, this is scary, may raise baby's leukemia risk. That is extremely scary. I never drank coffee when I was pregnant, but I know a lot of you guys have to because you're tired. All right. Then we have a new treatment for hair loss. I'm pretty excited about that. And then what about internal injuries of our student athletes? We got a very busy day. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, I am completely fully clothed. I'm actually in my scrubs today. They're the most comfortable outfit. I got some new shoes. Oh, my gosh, it's great. I got some new tennis shoe Skechers, and they're really, really, really comfy. I just got to remember to wear my socks when I put them on. Sometimes they're so comfy that you don't put socks on, and then they stink, and then you have to throw them out. So I got my new Skechers. I just feel really good today, really, really perky. You know, I had my carb diet this weekend where it was just carbs, carbs, carbs. Carbs, 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 and more carbs, and I think I'm sick of carbs. So I just had carbs again for breakfast, but as of now, no carbs until lunch. Okay, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know carbs are bad. It's just I'm trying to get off carbs, so I figured I would just completely immerse myself with carbs over the weekend so that I would hate carbs by Monday, and it didn't work. It didn't work at all. All right, here we go. 2 cups of coffee a day while you're pregnant could raise baby's leukemia risk. This is pretty scary. A major study has found that the babies are up to 60% more likely to develop leukemia during childhood. They want the government to issue warnings to pregnant women to limit their coffee intake, just like we are limiting our alcohol and our smoking. They think that maybe caffeine changes, the DNA in the fetus's cells, making them more susceptible to the development of tumors. Now, researchers looked at 20 existing studies and found that babies of women who drank coffee during pregnancy were 20% more likely at risk for developing leukemia. But if they drank more than 2 cups a day, it rose to 60%. And for women who had 4 or more cups a day, 72%. This is according to the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Around 500 children right now are diagnosed with leukemia the UK. In America, we know it's in the thousands. And it is the most common childhood cancer. Thanking many of you guys for helping us raise money. We pulled in about $25,000 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society this spring. And I wish we could do a hell of a lot more, but leukemia is pretty, pretty scary stuff. But what's scarier is to think that you having coffee during pregnancy. Now, you know, mind you, leukemia, if detected early, okay, the survival rates are better. My uncle died in the 50s within a week of leukemia. They didn't have much that they could have done back then. Now, thank God, because we have chemotherapy, 80% survival rate. However, this is just not something you want your baby to get just from you drinking coffee. I mean, I don't know how much I believe this. You know, I had, when I delivered babies in my training, took care of pregnant women, I told them just no more than 2 cups a day. And the funny thing is most of my patients, they really didn't want the coffee anyway. You know, I never drank coffee. I never had a taste for it. So they were, you know, so I would just say, you know, limit it to a couple cups, like small cups, if that. So I'm wondering if now we need to bring that down. Now, what's really strange is coffee has been found to be cancer preventing, right? Didn't we get these little studies flirting with the idea that coffee prevents colon cancer and coffee may prevent breast cancer, et cetera? So we were talking about maybe bathing in it. But, you know, we don't know that when the baby develops, anything could go wrong. I mean, when I was in medical school, we were taught that only 1/3 of babies actually make it from the fertilization process to outside the womb. 1/3 of pregnancies make it. So there's already, when you're pregnant, which is a frightening statistic, a 66% chance of that pregnancy not going to term. That is, and I mean, we're talking anywhere from the egg and the sperm not connecting right, and thinking they connected and then they just, you know, fall out anyway, or the egg not dividing once it's fertilized. So we're talking about upon fertilization. All right. Only 66%, only 33% actually make it. And then when they do make it, even though, you know, these feti are pretty sturdy little sons of guns, they still, things can happen. You know, when I was pregnant, even though I knew, you know, the data at the time, I didn't dye my hair. I avoided a lot of perfume. I did wear deodorant, you know, because, you know, yeah. I mean, I didn't want my patients to pass out. And I avoided soda. I just tried to. Now, we don't have to. We found we don't have to avoid soda. We don't have to even avoid wine, a little bit of wine. We don't have to avoid a lot of things that we thought we did. The problem is we can't quantitate. We have no idea how much alcohol you really are allowed to have. So it's easier for us to say, you know what, just no alcohol. Remember there was a study last year saying, actually, alcohol is fine. You can drink when you're pregnant. Of course people drink when they're pregnant. People have been drinking when they were pregnant for years. A lot of people, they don't even know they're pregnant. They have something to drink. But what we don't know is what it does to you. We have no idea what damage it could do. And even if some of you can get away with a little bit of wine every now and then, I'm of the general belief of not to risk it. I didn't drink when I was pregnant. The only thing I did it was the millennium, and it was New Year's Eve, and for the year 2000, and we were just at a friend's house. We were at a friend's house. Me and my best friend. We were both in our. I was in my 7 months pregnant. She was 8 months pregnant, and you know the men. Poured some champagne, and we did a toast. I took a little bitty sip of it. It really didn't taste good. I'm not a big champagne drinker. All right, I did a toast on the Millennium New Year's Eve. No big deal. But I just didn't have the desire to drink. I really, really didn't. Not with my first pregnancy. So, I know the second pregnancy, I was like, huh, wine coolers look good. But no, not worth it. It just, to me, not worth it. Can you dye your hair when you're pregnant? Yes. Can you have tea? Can you have chocolate? Can you have carbs? Can you have soda? You can. But just realize, what you're putting in your body now goes to another baby, goes to another human being, and they don't get a choice in the matter. So if you can drink healthy foods, put proper healthy foods in your body, it works. The caffeine, the coffee, even though they're now studying the nutritional benefit of coffee, and I believe there is some, all right, I would probably caution everybody, if this is true, and we are finding an increase in leukemia cases because of coffee drinkers during pregnancy, I would suggest just drinking something else, okay? You know, it's frustrating. Yes, I have been pregnant. I know it's tough. I know it is. Another thing that's tough is when your baby plays sports, okay? You know, concussions have been in the media a lot, but what about these internal injuries? Okay, internal injuries could also be a huge, huge concern. So they're starting to look into the internal injuries. They say 30 million students and teens play organized sports right now in the United States, according to the CDC. According to Safe Kids Worldwide, 1.24 million children were seen in the emergency room in 2013 with sport-related injuries. All right? The 13 to 15 year old age group makes up the largest number of injuries at 37%. Football accounts for the most injuries. According to NBC News, at a rate of 0.81 injuries per 100,000 athletes. All right. They said 39 high school football players have died from injuries sustained while playing since the year 2000. Now, besides concussions, besides fractures, we're looking at organ injuries. We're looking at lung contusions, liver contusions, fatal abdominal injuries. This is very, very scary stuff. Now, I understand the protective gear is getting better and better, but it could only be so, I mean, you know, when you're dealing with a whole lot of testosterone and everybody kind of piling on and jumping on you, you know, and punching, there's, you know, you could very easily blow a kidney. And take some major trauma to the body parts. I get very nervous for these kids that get really, really tired and they have sore throats. And, you know, we do a blood test. You know, we kind of check for leukemia and things like that, but sore throat, fatigue, when they're in their teenage years, could be mononucleosis. Well, what happens with mono is the liver can swell and the spleen could swell. And a big risk with mono is a splenic rupture. You could rupture your spleen while doing contact sports. So I have to take anybody I suspect having mono off the field and away from any contact sports because, you know, you have a very, very delicate organ there. So, you know, we're coming back to school. Hallelujah. I'm so happy the kids are going back to school. I couldn't be happier. One of them's already there. The other one doesn't start till next week. I'm counting the minutes. But I love my kids, but I think I'm ready for them to go back to school and stop spending money and hogging the TV. And but you know, this is where they're going to start. Yeah, you know, the injuries start, right? I mean, how many of these kids are on crutches during Halloween and trick-or-treating? Let's try to prevent that this year, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Gloria writes, Doctor, you were discussing last week returning to school and bullying. My fifth grader does not want to return to school for that reason. However, he won't let me walk into school with him, and the school does nothing. She goes on to say she's made multiple complaints, etc. What do you do if your kid doesn't want to go to school? I mean, you know, it's one thing to not want to go to school because you don't want to do homework, and it's nice to sleep in and hang out with mommy, and I get that. But what if your kid really doesn't want to go to school because he's scared to death? Okay, that shouldn't happen. Our kids should not be scared. If that is the situation where the school does nothing. Now, okay, this is me. I mean, I like to make a lot of noise, okay? And I don't want to embarrass my kid, but if that was what was happening, I would be switching schools. And I know it's very, very difficult when you're zoned, etc. I get that. But if your kid hates going to school or they're at risk, and I mean, this is really traumatizing what some of these bullies are doing, whether it's psychological trauma or abdominal trauma, etc. Your kid's getting beat up at school. I mean, I don't think the schools have what we had where there would always be fights and you'd come home, you know, bruised or cut or whatever, and then your parents would say something and, you know, teachers would spank you in class and, yeah, you know, I mean, it was different, but, you know, you kind of learned to just, you know, not say anything because you would actually get in trouble when you went home that you were in a fight. Okay, you want to come home and tell your parents you were in a fight because you would get in trouble. So you kind of kept it to yourself. Well, thank God we're more vocal now. And luckily, we don't see fights on the schoolyard every day after school like we used to. But unfortunately, the bullying is getting more and more vicious. And it's getting more and more hurtful. All right, because these are like pressure cookers. The steam is going to want to come out. Okay, these kids will not sit nicely and treat each other nicely just because here we are in 2014 and bullying is taboo. Okay? Yeah, we could try to train kids, but there's always going to be that alpha male. There's always going to be the hormones with girls and guys. There's going to be the groupings. There's going to be people feeling better by making fun of other people. You know, that's just what society does. They always have. I mean, bullies have been around for centuries. You know, it just happens. And there's always so much control the school has. However, if it's to the degree that the school is, quote unquote, doing nothing, then you should have a case to talk to the, you know, district and say, I want my kid pulled out. You know, it's frustrating. I, you know, and again, most of the stuff that happens on the school bus or it happens at the bus stop. I hated going to the bus stop. Oh, the bus stop was rough. Now, if my friends were at the bus stop, remember, I went to 12 schools. So sometimes the bus stop was awesome. I was with my friends. It was good. But sometimes with the new school, no. I was here, new kid, at the bus stop. I hated that. And the school doesn't seem to have the control over the bus stop. I mean, there's no monitors. It's a very difficult time. So sometimes what you have to do is just, you know, switch schools. Now, one of you had, written a few years ago about your child always seeming to get bullied no matter what. They always seem to fall at the bottom of the social ladder. Well, that does happen. Okay, I mean, you know, kids generally see you the same way. I went to 12 schools, and I ended up being the class clown. Even if I didn't try to be funny, I wasn't the maximum Zoom dweeb, but I was still, I kind of considered, okay, I mean, luckily I would make funny jokes, but I did that because I didn't want to get bullied. I figured if somebody thought I was funny, they'd like me. And so I kind of did that to myself, but it's because I never was going to be able to fit in with the popular girls anyway. I didn't even give it a try. You need to with these kids so they don't turn and make the same mistakes that put them at the bottom rung of the social ladder in the first school. Teach them ways to blend. Okay? They should be independent in their thinking. They should have independent personalities, etc. But there are some kids that just try to buck it in a way that they do stand out and then become a target. And unfortunately, that's going to be very, very difficult. Okay? And you know, we've talked about ways to kind of, you know, teach kids to blend. So, like, for example, if somebody is doing something really stupid, okay, you know, they don't have to sit there. We have a family member who would do this. You know, he had Asperger's. And so he would, in class, bring the teacher to the attention of somebody else doing something stupid. Well, now he narked in front of the class, and it wasn't anything like drugs. It was, you know, like chewing gum or sticking the gum under the desk or something like that. Well, now the whole class sees you're a snitch. Now you made these guys mad. Boom, now you're a target. So sometimes we actually need to teach our kids how to lay low. Now, if you want to be hall monitor, if you want to be dorm monitor, okay, that's good. Leadership, you know, if you're tough enough to handle that, that's good. But if you don't think you're ready for the consequences of being bullied, you know, we need to kind of teach our kids. Now, it was interesting. I'm not the best in terms of knowing how to handle this with my kids, because one of my kids was running around the classroom bossing everybody around, all right? But he was bossing some of the bigger kids, and I saw the bigger kids. This is when he was, like, in pre-K kindergarten. Saw some of the big kids look like they were going to whop him one after school. And I'm like, no, don't do that. You're going to get your butt kicked in there, you know? But then one of the moms stopped me, and she said, look, this is where the new leaders come from. They start running around the school leading. And I go, but yeah, but he's going to get his butt kicked. She's like, maybe, but, he's going to become a leader. Now, that brings up the next question. Should we let our kids get their butts kicked in school? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do these fights that you and I grew up with add the character, the strength, or is it just cruel to even have your kid in that situation? Do these fights mean nothing? Is it just a whole bunch of baloney that they build character at all? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Me, and maybe it's because I'm a doctor and I'm girly, I don't want anybody touching my babies. I don't want any source of physical contact. I don't want there to be any bodily harm. I would rather everybody kind of deal with their issues, you know, in a more complacent way. I think that's better for the long term. All right. However, we are seeing the way when we talked about this last week on how to, you know, get through your first day of high school without people calling you freshman. You know, there are ways in nature, in the animal kingdom, and then in human society, there are ways to navigate so that you're unscathed. There are some safe ways to navigate through society. And I think people need to learn how to lay low when they're supposed to lay low, and learn when to stand up and make a stand when they do. And the only place these kids learn that is school. You know, they do. I'm worried about some of these kids where if something, you know, happens, they mouth off to some other kid or they get another kid in trouble. All of a sudden they call mommy and rich mommy comes down or rich daddy comes down and the kid has to back off. So now this kid's growing up thinking, oh, you know, I get to stir up trouble and I have my mommy and daddy to protect me. Well, no, you can't be stirring up trouble because you're going to have to deal with your own consequences. So even though I agree, no more fighting. I approve of, you know, teachers and schools starting to have this no bullying, these no bullying rules and, you know, getting involved as they are. I think that's good. As a parent, you need to watch and see what happens and see how your kid is learning to navigate. And if these kids really aren't figuring out how to navigate around social situations or around other kids, then we need to teach them somehow. I'm not sure what that way is, but I think these kids are missing a huge education that we got when we were growing up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Duck
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can download those anytime, and you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show for free. Well, it's being reported that a New Mexico woman is being tested for Ebola. This is being reported by the Albuquerque Journal. State Department says it is improbable she is infected. However, out of an abundance of caution, they are testing the woman. Apparently, she's a 30-year-old teacher who returned from a trip to Sierra Leone with symptoms similar to Ebola, including fever, muscle aches, headache, and sore throat. However, she had no known exposure to the virus. Test results are expected later this week. Now, again, I'm very, very glad they're using the precautions that they are. All right. If somebody, though, however, is being tested for Ebola, they're quarantined until they get the results back. Okay. I mean, if they really, really think that's what's going on. You hear how in this report, the tests are expected later this week. Okay. How many days do we quarantine people? And then is that enough? In terms of the symptoms, she had fever, muscle aches, headache, and sore throat. How many of us have ever had those symptoms? We all have. And what's coming around the bend? Flu season. I am hoping we could figure this out, or we could come up with a much quicker test before flu season. Because as a physician, I am not going to know what the hell to do when I have a waiting room of fevers, muscle aches, headaches, and sore throat like I usually do every flu season. Okay? I cannot be quarantining, or I cannot be calling the authorities to quarantine because we aren't sure if this is Ebola or not. Now, like I said, hopefully Ebola gets contained. Hopefully we don't think any Ebola snuck out. And nothing came to the States, so that by the time flu season comes, I'm hoping that every day, I'm sorry, I'm looking at something as I talk. I'm hoping that by the time flu season comes, yeah, thank you. Look at that. You know what I'm hoping? I'm hoping I can speak straight. I'm hoping that I can maybe take some speech lessons so I can actually learn to speak straight. That's what I'm hoping. But I gotta tell you, I am not looking forward to flu season. Not in the least. Not in the least. And maybe get your flu shots so you don't come down with regular flu. So if you do have fever, muscle aches, and they quarantine you, you don't get mad that it was misconstrued and all you had was the flu. I don't know where this is going to go. I apologize. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so they believe that they can cure alopecia areata in 5 months. It's a twice-a-day tablet that can allow the hair to grow. I'm seeing some amazing pictures. But remember, this isn't male pattern baldness male baldness that this would cure. This is alopecia, where it's an inflammatory process that affects the hair follicles. All right? Hundreds of people actually, and women, men and women, come down with alopecia areata a year. The immune system destroys the hair follicles, and then you start getting patches, or you could go completely bald. Now, sometimes the hair will just grow back naturally. Other times we have to actually inject the scalp with steroids to decrease the inflammatory process and hopefully allow the hair follicles to do what they need to. Now, scientists from the Columbia University Medical Center in New York were able to identify exactly which cells were destroying the hair follicles, and they found it was the T-cell immune cells. Now, the T-cells are the ones that get affected with HIV. We've talked about the T-cells. They said they then tested several treatments known to stop the action of these cells on mice, and all resulted in them growing back hair. The researchers then tested one of these drugs called ruxolitinib on three men with the condition. I know. Look, they don't pay me enough to pronounce these right. They were given the pill twice a day, and between 4 or 5 months, all had a full regrown head of hair. Now, you don't understand. This is huge. Any of you that have ever suffered from alopecia, you are shocked at the speed at which you lose your hair and at the lack of control you have. We're talking your hair. And since many people feel that a lot of wigs these days still look like wigs, they don't feel comfortable with that. And women having alopecia, they're even more distraught than you could imagine. And so coming up with something where we could get a cure within a half a year is absolutely phenomenal. TV presenter Gail Porter, her hair started to fall out in 2005 when she was 34. She's very well known. And apparently, I think she's trying this treatment as well. So, they're doing something. I love it when the scientists come up with something. All right, rather than some of the other stupid things. I still don't know what's going on with the whole cancer and fart, cow and fart study that they're doing, studying cow farts and how it's affecting global warming. Personally, I don't care. Okay, I would not want to bag up these farts, put them somewhere, and then have that explode. I think it's very combustible, so let the cows fart, study other things like alopecia, cancer, Ebola, etc. Speaking of cancer, let's look at this. They say cancer-eating bacteria could be injected alongside chemotherapy, where you could get a bacteria injection that will eat the cancer. Way cool. This is cool. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Bacteria Clostridium novae, all right, was found to produce an anti-tumor response that could be used to potentially treat cancer treatment. Being reported by HNGN, C. novae is found in the soil and can cause tissue damages. It likes oxygen-poor environments. And remember, tumors take up all the oxygen. Tumors are so parasitic, it takes over the blood supply and it takes up the oxygen of other healthy cells. So this bacteria could live next to the nasty tumor and kind of hug right up to it and go, you know what? All right, I'm going to live with you. And then the tumor's going to be like, no, but I don't want you to live with me. And they're like, sorry. And then it eats it. Honestly, guys, this is a movie in the works. So it could target oxygen-starved cells and tumors that are difficult to treat through other methods. See, a lot of times, the reason why some of these chemotherapy treatments are difficult is because you have the tumor. You know, we need to transmit the chemo from healthy cells to the tumor cells. If the tumor won't even let it get to the healthy cells, it's very hard to get the troops in. The treatment was tested in dogs and proved to produce an anti-tumor response in 6 of the 16 subjects. A human patient, they said, with an advanced soft tissue tumor in the abdomen did receive a spore injection directly into the metastatic tumor in the arm, and it shrunk the tumor. This is so cool. Now, I know some of you are like, well, let's just shoot these tumors with stuff and see what happens. Shoot it with Windex. Shoot it with... No, you got to be careful. You can't be just shooting chemicals into these things, okay? We need to make sure it doesn't grow back. We also need to make sure they don't start dying off and then coming back full-blown, and so, you know, more resistant. So you need to be really, really smart. So anyway, there were these rats with gliomas, their brain tumors. They first injected them. They found that the bacteria killed the tumor cells, but it left the healthy cells nearby. Because think about it, when you're dealing with a brain tumor, you want to make sure that the cancer treatment is completely specific for the bad cell and not the good cell. The big problem we have with a lot of chemotherapy treatment right now is sometimes everything gets affected. So you want to make sure that, just like with radiation, you want to have a very point-specific target when we're looking at that. So if these injections could work side by side with chemotherapy, we have one hell of a way to treat this. So I'm excited. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important.
Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.